Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
John Levitt is the director of Wine Prop Retail Division. They have been severely impacted by the looting and by some of these incidents. He's joining us this morning. John, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So you must have had an incredibly difficult week last week. Give us some context.
Well, yeah, thank you. It was absolutely incredible, devastating actually. So three of our malls, we have malls, community malls in various townships throughout Gauteng and Middelburg and various other areas. And three malls specifically, Naledi Mall in Vosloorus. They're actually all, you know, well covered by the press. Mm. And Defy Mall in Soweto and the Yarona Mall in Alex were badly looted, on Sunday and Monday night last week, throughout the night. And yeah, absolutely devastating.
The damage, a lot of damage done to infrastructure, or was it specifically the contents of the stores that were most hard hit?
So the worst hit was Naledi Mall in Vosloorus. Mm-hmm. There, every single store was looted. And then afterwards they dismembered the fire systems. Mm. And burnt down the mall. They literally burnt down the whole top structure and various shops, so Ackermans and OK Furniture, etc., were totally burnt down. And fire couldn't even get in there. The police were nowhere to be seen. The fire engines wouldn't come without a police escort. So it was, you know, watching all this over, you know, we got off-site security and cameras, and watching all this over, you know, over the cameras was devastating. The two other malls, one in Soweto and one in Yarona, there was a little bit of fire damage, but mostly just looting of the shops, and absolutely every single piece of clothing, every single cell phone, every single grocery item was taken out of all those stores. So there's nothing left, absolutely nothing left. But I don't really want to focus on you know, the negativity, what actually happened. It was well documented in the press and on TV and news, etc. But maybe we can focus on the positive aspects.
It's important to understand just how bad it was before we look at the positive. Yeah. Because, you know, we spend a lot of time as South Africans focusing on the positive, which we should do. I'm a big believer in that. But it showcases how important the positivity is and how much more valuable it is when you understand the level of devastation. Because it's, as somebody once said to me, it's easy to be positive when things are going right. So now we have the situation where there's been an incredible amount of damage to the infrastructure. Your clients are decimated in many ways. What happens next?
We have WhatsApp groups for the clients. So you know, you've got your 80% national tenants. So you've got your ShopRite and your Peps and Ackermans and Capitec Banks, etc. So they have their own insurance.
Right.
They've got Sastria cover. You know, they pretty much already refitting up their own stores. It's incredible. The actual resilience, you know, one only really sees it in situations like this. That the bounce back is so incredible that literally a day after these shopping centers were decimated, I get a call from Capitec saying, Jonathan, I have a meeting at 10 o'clock this morning. Can you please give us a timeline of when you want to open up the malls?
Incredible.
So the bounce back is incredible. These national tenants they must be the best in the world in terms of resilience, getting up and running again. ShopRite's already cleaning up, refitting their stocks, you know, filling up their stores. So that's, you know, that's the next step. The question more like is the non-national tenants, these smaller,
absolutely,
the dentist and the school uniform shop, you know, the local community, local neighbor, you know, neighborhoods kind of, you know, community shops in the townships that have been decimated. And these guys don't necessarily have insurance. Most of them actually do not have insurance. And like in Naledi in Vosloorus, literally the whole top floor was burned down, and that's where, you know, that's where they're operating out of, the pharmacy and the dentist and the doctor's rooms, etc. So those are the tenants that we have to, you know, hold their hand and, you know, and go through a process with in terms of trying to assist them.
So how do you go about doing that?
So we, I mean, firstly, in Phosphorus, we have to rebuild the mall. So that's step one, right? Mm. So we have, you know, thank God we have insurance. We covered, hopefully. We're busy dealing with all that right now and getting quotes and rebuilding. Once, you know, so what they've asked me to do, because that is their livelihood. They have absolutely nothing else. So they've asked for assistance. I mean, obviously we can't charge them rent. There's no rent to pay. There's no, you know, they don't have occupation. But to assist them, they've asked for their deposits back so they can have a bit of money to buy food for the next month or two, you know, and personal expenses. So we are assisting those that need their deposits paid back. You know, we're paying them back their deposits. And then I suppose once the shopping center has been rebuilt, we'll then have on a case by case basis, to try and assist them as most we can as possible. And the same in Yaron and Alex. I saw the notification that came out by the South African Zionist Federation, showing the soldiers, you know, students feeding the Alex community. That's amazing. It's really, you know, really amazing. But
you guys have been involved in doing what you guys have been involved in doing that as well, haven't you?
Yeah. So my partner Milton and his wife and son Josh are very, very much involved in handing out food parcels in Alex and Katlehong. We went to Katlehong the other day and Soweto. So we're trying our bit. The question is these tenants, these non-national tenants in this building, no one really thinks of it. So, you know, Howard, we spoke briefly last night. There's another radio station called Alex FM, which is a local Alex radio station. They were decimated. I mean, it's an NGO that provide a service to the local, you know, Alexandra community. They support local business. They promote local business in the community. And they had 5 million rands worth of equipment looted and stolen out of their premises. So like they guess, but maybe that's something we can maybe talk about briefly. But,
yeah. So it's interesting that because, yeah, so we followed that story through last night. It does seem as though I know that Kathy Kaler, CEO of Chai FM, immediately reached out to them to offer them a studio to be able to broadcast from here. They have sorted it. So that they are phenomenal. But what is amazing is there's no, I'm not hearing anger in this discussion at all. And I find it phenomenal. Did you have to choose this path, or is this just part of doing business, seeing the tragedy of what these people are experiencing in terms of a complete shutdown of their income, and you go towards that? How do you not feel this anger or deal with the anger?
That's a brilliant question. I mean, I think everyone's just exacerbated by what actually happened. But as I said previously, the bounce back is incredible. There's almost no, you know, and I've met these face to face with these tenants. That's what I'm doing this week. I'm meeting all these smaller guys and no one's like, everyone's broken about what happened and devastated by the fires and the looting. But the next thing they say is, let's rebuild. Let's make it better. Let's make our community better. How can we increase it? How can we get the community involved? You know, it's
just phenomenal.
The success story of South Africa and the resilience of the people over here. It's just, you know, there's a devastation. The next thing is positivity.
One of our listeners carry on.
I'm just thinking to myself, like, how is it possible that you just lost everything? In Alex, we got 3 or 4 ladies that we try to assist and help. They got tables downstairs selling their wares. Just add to the kind of feel. They can't, you know, we charge like a nominal fee just so they can be there and there's some sort of barrier to entry. Otherwise, we'll just have millions of people doing that. R200 a week or something like that. And they're gone. They're no longer there. They can't be there. The mall's not there. So where's their income? You know?
It just drives up.
They bounce back and it's smiling and happy. And how can we get it going again? The question I have in my mind is, God forbid, you know, this can't happen again. Do you know what I mean? It can't happen again, because then I think you're going to start having a million questions, you know? And this is what the community is saying to me, is that I don't think, I mean, obviously no one's a prophet and they don't know, right? I think this is an organized crime element, and there's a lot of footage and proof that we have that there's a lot of, you know, organized crime over here. And the community that looted, right, a small percentage of the community, because a lot of looters came in from, were shipped in and bussed from other communities. We have a mall in Katlehong that was totally protected by 250 community members that created a human chain around the property, which is still there now. They blockaded all the roads. No one can get in and no one can get out. They won't allow taxis in there. And the community 100% protected that mall. And they will not let anyone touch their mall and loot their mall. And I think that's the lesson learned, is that, you know, the food that's looted will last 3 days, right? But what happens after 3 days? There's no more food in the community. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that that will not happen again.
Let's hope you're absolutely right. Just before I let you go, one of our listeners asking about the Freedom Supermarket in Alex. I don't know if you know about it. It's not something that means anything to me. He says that they have been an institution in Alex. Are you aware of it or not?
I brought to my attention yesterday. They're opposite our shopping center. There's a lot of stock upstairs. If I understand correctly, there's a massive amount of stock upstairs that was looted and destroyed and then burnt in a fire. We also had a fire in our building. All the electrics, you know, the DB boards were burnt out. These are institutional, and they call it Pan Africa. So it's the Pan Africa Mall, there's the Urona Mall, which is ours, and the Freedom, you know, Freedom Shopping Center. That is the vibe of Alex, you know. That's where the guys grew up, you know, and lived and grew up and shopped, etc. And that whole area was decimated. And unfortunately, the police were there, you know, and they just couldn't handle that amount of that mob, the mass of the mob.
Well, I think if anything, your positivity and what you're doing to assist can only just create this positivity. I think that'll help us move forward. John Levitt, director of Wine Prop Retail Division, talking to us about the effects of the impact of the looting and how we can look to rebuild what was lost.